voice of the world. The sound with the beat. The sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues.
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, hello and welcome to All Things Radio 722 on this May 2nd, 2024. Hope you all had a great week. It's good to be here. Been busy. I hope this microphone, we had a little trouble with it today. I hope it's working tonight, and that's all we can hope for. But let's give kudos to Jeff because my jaw scripts are a little bit off. Tonight, for some reason, can't do as much as what I can normally give Jeff some help on a broadcast. So, Jeff, take it away. I know you got a lot to tell us to preview the show.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, we're doing something a little bit different this week. But first of all, it's going to start with the radio news like we always do from a national perspective. And we'll follow that up with Jennifer Sparks calling her in format changes. Next up, normally we have a featured station with Bill and a featured segment with Bill and an air check and a featured section of what's going on in radio today. But this week we're going to do something a little different. We're going to play a recording of Tim Handel doing a review of a talking AM/FM portable radio that he did in podcast 54. And I was trying to find something that we could remember him by, but I didn't realize that the piece was going to be as long as it was, 27 minutes long. But you get to hear Bill Sparks introduce Tim. And then at the end, I think I did some editing. And you get to hear just a little bit about what Jeff Bennett sounded like as he was doing his radio news. Boy, it's a long time ago when you think about that. That was back in 2009.
That was scary.
It was scary as well. It was even scarier that our voices have changed a little bit. And back in 2009, that Tim was, he was on a few different podcasts, and we really did appreciate his work. Now, our feature station takes us to Providence, Rhode Island, and I thought we'd get some music out of it, but there's a radio announcer named Giovanni who has retired from the radio station. Now, he came to the radio station back in 1974 when the station dropped Easy Listening and went top 40, and he started as an intern, and he had a number of different positions for the station, but he's been doing the morning show since 1996, and he's been on the radio station for 50 years. But his last show was April 29th. So we get to hear a little bit of what Giovanni sounds like. And his successors will be the people who worked with him on the morning show, Becca and Berger, I believe the name is. So we've got a pretty good show this week. It's a little different than we normally do. So hopefully people will enjoy it.
They will.
The less of me, the better.
If they don't enjoy it, they get their money back.
That's right.
Yeah. They get exactly what they paid.
That's right.
You got to deal at twice the price.
Right.
I'm gonna have to run a little early tonight because the Pacers play. Now they play at 6:30, but I'm gonna hang out till 7 because this is a really good week for the show. So. You know.
Well,
and if they win, I know I'll be looking for your message on Facebook, right?
That's right.
You got it.
Do you have?
It'll probably be extra exciting, Bernie, because if they win, they go to the next round.
And they go to the next round.
See
if they can play a little better tonight, be a little more consistent. Do you have any consistent rumors or lies? Now we're taking lies, so you can make something up.
Man, I want to come up with a good lie.
Right.
But, you know, there really is not really much of anything going on this week. I guess I don't.
Yeah. I can't even give him time to make up a good something he can make up about what's going on. You know, I went up and down the dial like I always do. I didn't today because I was shopping for appliances. So
you're busy.
I'm busy. I couldn't do it today, but let me tell you a challenge. Don't ever try to go looking for something accessible and use the words ADA to somebody in the store. They don't even know what it means. Uh-huh. So how are they going to enforce it?
Yeah.
So there we go. So I see we got Edwin just joined us in the room. Nice to see you, Edwin. And Jeff, is it time for that award-winning news?
Well, it is time for that award-winning news. Bernie, and you will see some Indianapolis news in my radio news, so I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, whoa, hey. Oh,
wow.
Jeff, did you make it up this week, or was it real?
No, it's real.
Thank God, Jeff.
I try not to make the news up. If I made the news up, I would say that WABC is going back to music, WLS is going back to music.
Right.
Unfortunately, AM stereo really works and can make AM and FM competitive.
We can only wish, guys. But
the fan is going gospel. Let's see. And B105 is your new praise voice. You never know.
I don't think so.
WIBC become B93.
So, Bernie, before we go on,
WIBC AM gets a full signal again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was doing your show over the weekend? Do you know?
Yes, I actually did check. I couldn't believe it. I had to check. His name is Dan Pantos. He's been there for a long time, primarily working on Hank. So now he's working on both.
He's working on both.
A little extra money.
With this kind of new country music the way it is, how do you make it interesting on Hank, I wonder? Maybe it's a new type of listener that we just don't know a whole lot about.
Well, the funny thing is I was playing that radio station from Long Island, The Wolf, which is country, and yes, it is very modern country, and it's more like country rock. There's a lot. It's not like the traditional country music you heard back in the '60s. Yeah.
Right.
But again, my sister called me up on the phone one day and she said, I don't know what to do to listen to the radio. There's just nothing on the radio up here, down here. I said, well, why don't you come to Albany? And she says, why? I said, because you're going to find the same thing. There's nothing really on the radio to listen to here in Albany, New York. So,
you know, Jeff, normally I would absolutely agree there's nothing on radio. But like I told you before the show, and we'll say it here, I yell at radio when it's bad, and that's most of the time, but I must give a little credit. Last Friday, of course, everybody knows about all the tornadoes here in the Midwest. KFAB in Omaha, Emery Songer and Terry Leahy did very good coverage when that storm was moving through there. And then WHO went east, it got into our area, and WHO actually had three people in the news studio on a Friday night. It was Chris Turner, Sue Danielson, and Trent Rice, and the coverage was very good for today's radio.
Now, was the tornado anywhere near where you live?
Yeah, it was about 8 to 10 miles.
I've never experienced a tornado in my life, and you don't normally
see
them
here in Albany.
I was going to talk about it. Oh, go ahead, Bernie.
WIBC used to do really good coverage when Steve Simpson was here, and he would come in no matter what time of day or night.
He'd come in
everything
and come in
and just be on the air.
And you exiled him to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
He didn't actually want to quit. He started out the old WNAP when they were playing in their oldies phase and a little bit before that. Remember that?
WKLR.
Yeah, WKLR, yeah.
WKLR.
You're right, I'm sorry.
And he was there.
Yeah, I remember him there, and that's where he started out at.
Yep.
And
he's a very nice guy.
Was he?
He really is.
Well, I'm going to start a new format. It's called Tony Katz Radio. Tony.
I thought your idea was to get listeners.
Wait a second. Didn't we mention his name last week? Sometime down the road, we were talking about him last week, too. I remember that.
Yeah.
And the week before.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I wasn't here the week before, and Bill talked about him, and so I had to chime in last week.
So he's Tony. Probably not going to come on and let Bernie and I interview him.
No.
You know what?
All you got to do is see him in the elevator.
Yeah.
See him in the elevator, and you know what you're in for.
And you know what the problem, Bernie, and I don't know how to overcome it in the sense is that every time I look at the radio news, and I do the radio news, it gets so depressing. I mean,
oh, I know. Yeah.
How do you put a positive face on radio when I read, and I'm not just talking about the big companies, some of the medium companies, the smaller companies, and I hear these people have been let go. These people have been let go.
Yeah.
It's very hard to be positive about an industry which is shooting itself in the hip every time we've got to do something. But again, it's a very tough thing to work on. For example, I'll just give you an example of Odyssey, and they have people who've invested in this company when they went out of bankruptcy, and they're saying they don't care. And I'm going to use, let's say you were working at Odyssey, Bernie. I'm using you as an example, but just to give you an idea of what their thinking is. They don't care that you've been with the radio station for 40 years or even 50 years.
No.
They're looking at saying, how much can we make money with this radio station, and how many few people can we do it with so that we don't have to spend any money? And that's part of being in business, unfortunately. Unfortunately, when I took a business course in college, the guy said to me, I don't care about the charts. I don't care about all the pie charts, and we can put that up on the screen. But I will tell you one thing. There are two columns you have to look at, the losses and the gains. And when the losses outnumber the gains, then something has to be done.
Yep, you're right.
Well, all I can tell you is when I retired this time, I got so many positive comments that lets me know that somebody was listening to the radio, you know.
And that makes you feel good.
It was better than good. I mean, you think, why did they even put people on weekends? Well, I think I saw why, because I had just huge, I'm still getting them, comments. So that's a bright spot on radio right there.
Yeah.
And I will tell anyone who wants to get into radio, and there are openings, you better have two things. You better know, you better be able to do radio, but you better be a compliant or competent in using social media. Facebook and Instagram seem to be the biggest ones. You better understand at least one of those.
Yeah.
And you better. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you
That's
better understand.
Because my boss told me I had to.
Right. And you had to or else.
Yeah.
But now we're going to make you listen to Jeff's award-winning radio news.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. We now have more information on those being laid off by Odyssey. The Eagle has landed in Dallas, Texas. Format change hits Phoenix, Arizona. We'll let you know what's happening on the street and conclude our look at the Nielsen March Personal People Meter ratings. It was yet another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting with Odyssey and iHeartMedia making news. In the case of Odyssey, we now have a glimpse of who are affected by the Odyssey layoffs. And by no means is this a complete list. This is a list of people who have made their layoffs known to us. Rick Dayton has departed his afternoon drive position at radio station KDKA AM. He came to this radio station after working for KDKA Television as a news anchor. KDKA AM is adjusting its on-air schedule, and here's how it all plays out. The Larry Richards Morning Show will air Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. Buddy Griffin, who was airing from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m., will now be airing from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Colin Dunlap will air from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Mike Catlett has announced his departure as beat reporter for the New England Patriots. Christine Ritchie, evening host at radio station WNEW-FM in New York City, has also announced her departure. Chuck Taylor has announced his departure as afternoon personality at radio station WRCH-FM in Hartford, Connecticut. Also in Hartford, Connecticut, two news anchors have also been let go, Greg Little and Kevin Gordon. And Overnight News, which was done locally at WTIC-AM, has also been eliminated, replaced with CBS Network News. Crain's Business Chicago has also reported that five of the eight digital staff members working at radio station WBBM-AM have also been eliminated. Now let's move to Dallas, Texas, where, like the phoenix, the eagle rises from the ashes. It was about 2 years ago when radio station KEGL-FM dropped its active rock format in favor of a sports hybrid sports rock format. That's all gone. The station never really did very well in the ratings, and this past Friday, iHeartMedia said goodbye to the Freak, the Sports Freak, and replaced it with the Eagle, and all of the KEGL air staff has been eliminated. Right now, the Eagle is running jockless. We'll let you hear an air check of this radio station in next week's All Things Radio live broadcast. In Phoenix, Arizona, Power 98.3, KKFR, has undergone a major change as well. They've dropped the syndicated Dana Cortez morning show and all of their on-air staff. The station has dropped their hip-hop format in favor of a classic R&B and classic hip-hop format. We'll also let you hear an air check of this radio station in a future All Things Radio live broadcast as well. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. With the closure of Genesis Communications, a number of syndicated shows have been affected. Two shows that we can tell you about are The Alex Jones Show and The Doug Steffen Show. In the case of The Doug Steffen Show, his weekday morning show will no longer exist. However, he is going to self-syndicate his weekend show for radio stations, and you can contact Doug Steffen for more information. The Alex Jones Show has also been eliminated. We don't have any more information as to how his show will be re-syndicated. We'll let you know more about this when we find out more information about his radio show. In Columbus, Ohio, say so long to WWCD Internet Radio Station. It was originally an AM-FM radio station. However, when they lost their rights to broadcast their format on both AM and FM a few months ago, we knew that the future of this radio station was in doubt. Now the station is gone. Their online presence has ended after 34 years of providing Columbus, Ohio with an alternative rock format. With the retirement of Giovanni in the Morning and radio station WPRO-FM, a new morning show arrives on the scene. It's the Jay and Beck Morning Show. Jay and Beck co-hosted the morning show with Giovanni and are now permanent hosts. The show is now called the Jay and Beck Morning Show. And yes, of course, we'll provide you with an air check of this radio show in a future All Things Radio live broadcast. Now let's move to New York City, where there's news at radio station WFAN AM and FM. Morning man Boomer Esiason has agreed to a multi-year contract to continue doing mornings at radio station WFAN AM and FM. He came to the radio station in 2007 with the departure of Don Imus. There's also news from the religious broadcasting segment, as Salem Media has made some organizational changes. Beth McCall has left her afternoon drive position at radio station WFSH-FM. She'll be moving to Nashville, Tennessee to join Salem's Today's Christian Music Service. Heart and Humor Show, hosted by Doug Griffin and Jamie Summers, has also been eliminated. As a matter of fact, KSFH-FM in Atlanta, Georgia, has been sold to the Educational Media Foundation, and they'll be broadcasting the Air One Contemporary Christian format. Now let's move to Cincinnati, Ohio, where radio station WNNF-FM, with their country format owned and operated by Cumulus Media, has made some on-air changes. Promotion director Austin Tater returns to the airwaves, handling noon to three at the radio station. Now let's conclude our look at the March Personal People Meter ratings. Charlotte, North Carolina, the number one ranked radio station, is WSOC-FM with a country format. The number two ranked radio station, also programming a country format, is WKKT-FM. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina, is WLKO-FM with an adult hits format. In Portland, Oregon, the number one ranked radio station is KKCW-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KXL-FM with a news talk format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Portland, Oregon, is KOPB-FM with a public radio format. In San Antonio, Texas, the number one ranked radio station is KONO-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KTKX-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in San Antonio, Texas is KISS-FM with a rock format. In Salt Lake City, Utah, the number one ranked radio station is KSFI-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KSL-AM with a news talk format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Salt Lake City, Utah is KRSP-FM with a classic rock format. In Sacramento, California, the number one ranked radio station is KSEG-FM with a classic rock format. The number two ranked radio station is KHYL-FM with a classic hip-hop format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Sacramento, California is KYMX-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Orlando, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WOCL-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is WMGF-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Orlando, Florida is WCFB-FM with an urban format. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the number one ranked radio station is WWSW-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KDKA-FM with an all-sports format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is WDVE-FM with a rock format. In Las Vegas, Nevada, the number one ranked radio station is KKLZ-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KSNE-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Las Vegas, Nevada is KWID-FM with a regional Mexican format. In Cincinnati, Ohio, things are status quo with the number one, two, and three ranked radio stations. The number one ranked radio station is WLWAM with a news talk format. The number two ranked radio station is WGRR-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, The number three ranked radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio, is WUBE-FM with a country format. In Kansas City, Missouri, the number one ranked radio station is KCMO-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KCFX-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Kansas City, Missouri, is WDAF-FM with a country format. In Cleveland, Ohio, the number one ranked radio station is WZAK-FM with an urban format. The number two ranked radio station is WMJI-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, is WNCX-FM with a classic rock format. In Indianapolis, Indiana, the number one ranked radio station is WTLC-FM with an urban format. The number two ranked radio station is WYXB-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Indianapolis, Indiana, is WFBQ-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, in Austin, Texas, the number one ranked radio station is KBPA-FM with an adult hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KUT-FM with a public radio format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Austin, Texas, is KVET-FM with a country format. Finally, the Academy of Country Music has announced their 2024 list of radio awards. Station of the Year, Major Market Radio Station WXTU-FM in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Large Market Radio Winner, WUBE-FM in Cincinnati, Ohio, owned and operated by Hubbard Broadcasting. Medium Market Award Winner was Odyssey owned and operated radio station WBEE-FM in Rochester, New York. And in Scranton, Pennsylvania, WGGI-FM also won Medium Market Award as well. In the category Small Radio Market, the winner was WFLS-FM. FM, owned and operated by Alpha Media in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Now, the on-air radio personalities of the year. Katie Neal for the syndicated Katie and Company show. Brian B. Dubb for the on-air weekly show of the year. The major market winner was Edgie Ward, midday personality at radio station WUBL-FM in Atlanta, Georgia. The large market of the year, Annie Fox and Cole Dunbar at radio station WLHK-FM in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the media market winners were Sean and Ken Medick at radio station WGGI-FM in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Finally, the small radio market winner was Steve and Nikki, morning hosts at radio station WXBQ-FM in Bristol, Virginia. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
No problem. I wanted to bring this up, and I talked to Sean about this earlier, and also I told you we'd have some written in Indianapolis news in the radio news,
yeah.
And we did. So, So I really have never heard WLHK. So I'll have to listen to them, and maybe we'll feature them as a station because I've never heard them before, really. So, and Sean, I was surprised because I really thought that we featured them once. It was KOKE in Austin, Texas, and yet. They were in the holiday book. They were ranked at a 1.4 or 5. However, they did not make any ratings in the January, February, or March book. Neither of those stations hit the ratings at that point. And I was surprised because I thought they would have at least had some ratings, but they don't. And what is the reason for that? Do you know?
I would say multiple reasons. Number one, your two big iHeart country stations are both 100,000 watt stations. And number two, they have, 99.3, their tower is about 40 miles out. They're 25,000 watts. And then the 98.5, it gets them into town a translator. And number three, when they started in 2012, the Texas country scene, which they're not, this station is not really a, they're not really a modern country. They're more like Texas country and classic country, but it was still kind of, it had its niche listener share, but I think now it's kind of faded out, and so I think you have all three of those. Plus, I think people know there's been ownership mismanagement. I won't go into it on here. We've talked about it off air, and people have seen it on the news, and I think people are just going, yeah, and they're finding other ways. So I think it's just all of it. And I think they may, when Norsan fully takes over, because I think those Spanish formats could very easily do well on that format.
Look at the population of Austin, Texas, because you do have a heavy Spanish population now. So that certainly is an issue.
And Gary,
the other station I was going to say that also didn't always make the book was the HD2 signal of KVET-HD2, which has that 80s-based format, but that I expected. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Yeah, they can cobble those stations together and make, you know, a couple of formats, and they'll do pretty well. 107.1, which is the best Spanish language signal, they and 104.3 are the best too. But they're always up in there in the three or
well, I three love it range. Because Bernie can tell you this. Bernie, I'm a new owner. I come over and I bought WYXB and I bought it. And I say to you, don't worry, sir, there'll be no changes.
Oh,
whenever
yeah.
you hear an owner say no changes, you know there's probably going to be changes. I mean, it's very yeah. rare that you don't see yeah. a station that makes changes. Now, maybe today it might be a little different because you got a station like WYXB, which does very, very well for ad sales and stuff like that, and it does very well. And of course, they were number two, and yes, they have you know, they have been number three or four, but they are number two this time. But then again, we don't know the sample, and we don't know where those PPM personal people meter ratings receivers are located. So that's part of the other end. And Nielsen doesn't tell you because, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, that's part of the proprietary function of what they're doing.
So here in Indianapolis, I was very surprised to see WTLC be number one. They have not been number one for a very long time. And I'm not sure how or why, but there they are.
But they've done it two times in a row.
Yeah, yeah. But the other thing I wanted to mention is the morning team from Hank, Annie and Cole, who won the award. They were just put together by our program director. He heard them both in different places and brought them together. And he had them do a week of 7 to midnights on the station. And then he thought they would be ready for morning, so they were.
Ooh. And that's always a gamble. That's always a gamble when you put two people together. You don't know if they're going to gel. They obviously have gelled. I mean, I've never heard the station, so I will have to take a look at them, and maybe we'll feature them as a featured station segment because that's part of what I do to focus on stations and what they're doing currently. And it's tough to find. It really is a challenge, guys. And Bill, you know it. It's a very big challenge to try to find featured stations because with every station sounding a lot alike, it gets a little hard to make a distinction or to determine what makes the best featured station. So that is becoming the challenge for me, and it's a weekly challenge just to figure that out. So I know I'll probably do the Eagle in Dallas, Texas, probably do the one in Phoenix, Arizona, but I don't know. Eagle has no radio announcers yet, as you know. So
no, they don't. I listened to them for about 45 minutes on Monday, and then I went back for about a half hour today. It seems like they're mostly a 90s alternative-based format of rock, you know, is what they're doing. And, yeah, they're going to flounder. Great signal. Yeah.
The article's call them active rock is what the article.
Yeah, I heard the bass. I kind of like that kind of music. But then again.
I mean, I like some of it. I like a lot of it. But, yeah, I mean, that's. What they are,
but they're all right. I enjoy listening to them.
The problem with me is my sister says to me, I use my sister because we talk a lot about what's happening, and she'll say to me, I don't understand what music you like. I said, well, I always tell you, I like a little of this, I like a little of that, I like jazz, I like rock, I like some country, I like some Motown and soul, I even like some classic hip hop, but I like a little of everything, and I try to immerse myself in it. Well, and when you have a 16 and a half or 17-year-old daughter and you have a 31-year-old daughter, you know, you get to trying to listen to what they like to listen to when they were growing up or when they are growing up over the years. So that's kind of how I developed it. My parents were like that. My dad loved Motown. He loved the Supremes. He loved
so did mine.
The stuff that I used to listen to. Any comments on that, Bernie?
My dad liked Boxcar Willie.
How about my grandpa? How about Slim Whitman?
Yeah, there you go. That's the best.
Every Saturday.
I get it, Bernie.
My dad liked Peggy Lee.
Why don't you do right? Like somebody. I like Peggy Lee too. Especially.
No, he liked Peggy Lee.
Especially the early stuff that he did with Benny Goodman's orchestra.
Yeah, I always joke with people my playlist. I mean, I'm probably one of the few people that has Metallica, Michael Jackson, Merle Haggard, and Eminem all in the same playlist.
Well, with a real Sean Slim Shady, please
real
stand
Slim
up.
Shoddy. Real Slim Shady, please stand
Slim
up.
Slim Shady, yeah.
Too much time at the neighborhood bar, I think.
You know, I would defy all genre because I'm old and I'm listening to all this stuff that I'm not supposed to like, you know, so I just listen to it.
Yeah.
If I like, doesn't matter what genre it is, if it's, you know, I listen to jazz and blues.
And if you like it, you like it.
And if we talk to your better half over there, Fran, she'll tell you that when I say to her, I'm going to play some California radio from the 1960s, she'll jump at listening to it. I know that.
She will, yeah.
I'll be like Jack. I'll really play what I want, anything. Yeah. I'll be better than Jack.
Yeah. But nobody can better than...
But playing what you want does not make you better than Jack. It just makes you play what you want.
And the other thing, Bernie, is that's just playing with what we. They don't play what you want. They play what the format says we are going to play, and it's a very very stylized. That's a very specialized format. Go ahead.
We play what they say.
Go ahead. Hold on a second, Gary.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess it's just about time for those call letter and format change before that monster feature we got coming up here, Jeff. Jenny has scoured the internet and went to a website and pulled us out some. So here we go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of May 2nd. WWPW-FM 96.1 Atlanta, Georgia changes calls to WRDG-FM. WRDG-FM 105.3 Bowdoin, Georgia changes calls to WWPW-FM. KJVV-FM 101.9, 29 Palms, California, changes format from not available to classic rock. KUKA-FM 105.9, Driscoll, Texas, changes format from country to classic country and changes slogan from today's brush country 105.9 to retro country 105.9 and 103.3. KCKP FM 100.9 Laurie, Missouri changes slogan from Elevate FM to Faith Radio. KCKV FM 91.9 Kirksville, Missouri changes slogan from Elevate FM to Faith Radio. KLMP FM 88.3 Rapid City, South Dakota changes slogan from 88.3 KLMP to Faith Radio. KRLX FM 88.1 Northfield, Minnesota changes slogan from Free Radio Northfield to Better on the Bottom. WWIS AM 1260 Black River Falls, Wisconsin changes slogan from The Best Music on Your Radio 1260 AM to The Hill AM 1260 FM 105.3. WTFG FM 90.3 Robbinsville, North Carolina changes calls to WATG FM. WWIP FM 89.1 Cheriton, Virginia changes calls to WHAR FM. KLLM FM 96.5 Wheatland, Wyoming changes frequency to 106.5. KBXY FM 89.1 Stanley, Idaho signs on with a news talk format. KFUE FM 106.7 Buckeye, Arizona changes format from regional Mexican to CHR. KSLP FM 90.3 Fort Pierre, South Dakota changes slogan from Power 107.1 to 107.1 KSLT, KSLS FM 90.7, Dickinson, North Dakota, changes slogan from Power 107.1 to 107.1 KSLT. KSLT FM 107.1 Spearfish, South Dakota, changes slogan from Power 107.1 to 107.1 KSLT. WIFI AM 1460 Florence, New Jersey, changes slogan from Jams 92.9 to Maxima 95.3. KEGL FM 97.1 Fort Worth, Texas, changes format from talk to rock and changes slogan from 96.1 The Freak to 97.1 The Eagle. WLBE AM 790 Leesburg, Eustis, Florida, changes format from adult standards to regional Mexican. WVVO AM 1140 Orlando, Florida, changes format from urban contemporary to tropical and changes slogan from Urbana 103.7 FM and 103.5 FM to Aviva FM Orlando 99.5 FM and 1030 AM. WSIV AM 1540 East Syracuse, New York, changes slogan from Inspirational Radio to The Voice 106.3 FM 1540 AM. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a good week.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Yeah. And she's got the Pacer game going right now, I think.
All right.
And to think that WSI
missed the boat on.
Oh, go ahead, Bernie. Go ahead.
There's a station that missed the boat on their slogan change.
Yeah.
KLMP should be K-Limp.
Hey, which station was on the bottom? They said something about on the bottom. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, you did hear that right.
Yeah. I thought.
You did.
You know what's funny about that? We're talking about that station on 1540 in Syracuse. When I was living there, it wasn't religious. It was 1540 WPAW FM, AM, I should say, and they were an oldie station. And they ended up going out of business in like 1974. And they were off the air for a while. And then they became religious back when they came back on the air. And they've been that way ever since. So.
They saw
it seems like stations often miss the boat on slogans. You know, they just waste their money and their time. They should come up with something that people will know.
Right. Yep. Well.
And then, Brenda, don't you like these stations? WSIV, 1540 AM, 630 FM, 106.3 FM, and they have they give like five other frequencies that who can remember?
Oh, I know.
They,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bernie, worst radio you ever heard? 96.3 in Indianapolis or 1500 WBRI and 96.7. Could that be up on the list?
96.3 is the worst.
Yeah.
96.3 is the worst.
Oh, my goodness.
That whole network's bad. We have one in San Antonio. It's a bad network. It's religious.
I mean, it sounds bad. It just.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
All their affiliates sound that bad. I mean, no quality on their San Antonio one sounds like garbage.
Oh, that's one of them. Jeff, we ought to do them for a market scope.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. You want to keep listeners, Bill?
Really?
You trying to build listeners?
Yeah.
All I can say is there was one little positive thing I just saw in the radio news, and I'll talk about it because now that we're getting to we've passed the January, February, March, we're into April and May, the first quarter of the revenue results, and I just saw the Entravision revenue was up like 16%, so I like to hear news like that. I don't like it when I have to hear revenue reports. The revenue was down 8.5% or whatever.
Right.
You know when it says that the revenue was down. You know what happens when that happens, Bill.
Right, and Jeff, if you take this also personal, then we might have to get you some further help. I mean, These radios, they're going to do what they're going to do. Don't let yourself get all depressed.
I'm not really that depressed, but it is interesting to see what's happening because, as I keep saying, radio, it is constantly changing, and I guess we'll have to see what the changes
are. But they keep staying around, so, stations like that, 96.3 and WBRI keeps on the air, so what can I say?
Keep donating money to them.
Yeah. Keep going. So, Bernie, will you be here when we get back from the Tim Hendel feature?
No, but I will listen to it tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm going to listen to the beginning of it right now, but I'll listen to the whole thing tomorrow.
When we talk about this great, wonderful radio, it's only been out for 15 years. I don't even remember what we did on this feature.
I had trouble finding one because, in the old days, when we were originally doing the podcast, the folder only had the actual podcast itself. So I had to listen to find out what was on each podcast just to go through them. So, and that was the first one I found. Maybe I should have gone further in the library, but that was the first one I found. So
I don't even know why I did it at the time, but I remember calling him and asking him if I could use it. I didn't even know if he knew who I was, and he knew right away, and he said I could use anything. So that's what we did.
Yep.
So you can go listen a little bit of the Pacer game and see how they're going to come out tonight. And
I will do both.
You'll do both, okay? You'll do both.
And Bernie, I hope your Pacers win today.
I do too.
So do I.
I'm scared.
So do I.
All right, well, it's time to get started on this feature so I can get to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, For All Things Radio. This is Bill Sparks. I have been an admirer of this person for a long, long time. Want to introduce someone who is going to be doing a review this week for All Things Radio. It actually done this for Blind Cool Tech, and I gave him a call, and this is Tim Hendel. Tim Hendel has been doing radio reviews for various companies, has been a real fan of radio for a long time. AM, FM, shortwave, anything radio, Tim knows about. Well, he's going to bring his expertise to All Things Radio and do a presentation for you. And we'll be doing others in the future, and we will be calling on Tim from time to time. And I just want to say welcome, and he will make a great addition to the All Things Radio podcast team.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. Today I am here to talk to you about one of the most unusual radios I've used in a long time. This is the Cobalt Speechmaster radio. This radio is sold by Blind Mice Mart of Houston. Dale Campbell is the proprietor. They have a website, blindmicemart.com. Also, you can phone them at 713-893-7277. And my phone number is 256-650-5212. Cobalt, COBOLT, is a British company. I believe they manufacture a color identifier, though I've not seen it, and they do manufacture a talking clock. I'll show you the sound of the clock briefly, and then we'll get directly to the radio. First, you'll hear the radio tell the time, then you'll hear the clock tell the time.
6:49 p.m. Saturday.
6:49 p.m.
And that's all we're going to hear from the clock. The radio has a bigger speaker, so of course the acoustics of the voice are a little bit different. The clock has automatic announce on the hour if you wanted to, and the radio does not. Well, I told you that this Cobalt radio is one of the most unusual radios that I have ever used. We'll start with a description. The radio at the bottom is 9 inches or so from right to left. It narrows as you come toward the top so that it's about 8 inches from right to left. Likewise, from front to back, it's about 4 inches from front to back. In the middle of the bottom, It's about 2.5 inches from front to back in the middle of the top. The whole radio is kind of tapered, so it looks a little bit like a squared off flattened pyramid. And it has a great big tummy in the middle of the front of the radio. That is the speaker. This radio is undoubtedly made specifically for the blind. There is no visual display of any kind on this radio. And the radio covers AM, FM, shortwave, and longwave. Longwave is used only in Europe. There are 10 buttons on this radio. On the far left is a memo button.
No message.
It said no message. Then we have 4 buttons in a diamond-shaped pattern, sort of like would be the 4, 6, 2, and 8 on a telephone keypad. The top of the diamond is setup. We'll be using that button a lot. The bottom of the diamond is check, and it'll let you check your alarm if it's set and if any programs are set. The left of the diamond is delete, and the right of the diamond, where the 6 would be, that just gives you the time.
6:51 p.m. Saturday.
Then we have, just to the right of that, another set of 4 buttons in a diamond pattern. If the radio is off, any one of these buttons will turn the radio on and will tell me what station it's set at.
FM 89.3 megahertz.
To the far right is an off button.
Turning off.
But these buttons in a diamond-shaped pattern have other functions once the radio is on. The one on the left is tune. The one on the left, rather, the one on the right is band, AM, FM, shortwave, longwave. And the up and down are to move through memories or to move through frequencies or to move through other functions. There are 2 rotary controls, tone and volume. And on the far right is off. And pressing off, again, does not turn the radio on. Pressing off always has the radio off.
Turning off.
Turning off, even though it's off. The radio uses 4 AA batteries or an outboard power supply, 9-volt power supply. There are also jacks on the back for line out, headphones, the DC power supply, an external antenna, and a sub-mini jack, which is controlled by the timer, which will start and stop a tape recorder. If you have a cable with a sub-mini on each end and you have a tape recorder that has that remote jack that so many portable cassette recorders do have. Unusually, there is no telescopic antenna at all. There is a wire antenna, which is used for FM and to some extent for shortwave, but there is no telescopic antenna. This radio is very much intended for people who want to listen to programs, people who want to preset a few certain stations, know what stations they're tuned to, and listen to their favorite programs. Of course, you can tune up and down as you can on any other radio, but it is perhaps not quite as simple as many radios that you're used to. Reception on FM is reasonable, about average for any portable radio. Shortwave is reasonable if you use a long external antenna, but with a little short wire antenna provided, you don't get a whole lot on shortwave. And we must say right up front that reception on AM broadcast, or medium wave as it's called in England, is really limited to your local stations. You don't get much in the way of out-of-town stations. The wire that they provide you does a pretty good job of bringing in more FM stations, and if you connect it to a much longer wire, it does a fair job on shortwave, but it doesn't do a whole lot on FM, on AM. However, I did use something called a select antenna. It's one of these AM antennas that you place next to your radio, and by a process of induction, it boosts the signals. Using that antenna really brings up the level of the AM stations quite nicely. We're going to stick mostly with the FM band, but this radio works the same way on the other bands. I'm going to turn it on, and it's going to tell you the first station that I have it set for. I'm pushing the band button. That's the one on the right of the second diamond-shaped configuration of 4 buttons.
FM
89.3 megahertz. And we
can... I'm going to push the band button repeatedly. It'll go through the other bands and tell you what frequency the radio is set on.
FM, medium wave, 1450 kilohertz.
Being on Fox.
Long wave, no station, 153 kilohertz. Short wave, 7415 kilohertz. FM. 89.3 megahertz.
Now I'm going to push the up button of this little diamond configuration. The second diamond configuration starting from left to right. I could push the down button and get the same effect. I have stored three FM stations. Let's look at them. You already heard the first one.
100.7 megahertz.
That's the second one.
92.9 megahertz.
That's the third one.
89.3 megahertz.
By fiber.
We're back to the first one. So as you can see, the stations are not stored in frequency order. They're stored in the order that you yourself store the station. Let's go through what's called tuning mode. The first time I press the button, it will tell me to press it again to enter tuning mode, and it's going to tell me all the different ways I can find a station.
3 FM W.
Press again to enter tune mode. Manual scan.
Use manual scan. I can up and down the buttons.
Store station. 89.3 megahertz. 89.4 megahertz. 89.5 megahertz.
Let's go back down to 89.3.
89.3 megahertz.
And press tune.
Auto tune.
Auto tune. We'll demonstrate that later.
Enter frequency.
Press enter frequency. Enter. We're going to demonstrate that in a moment.
Edit stations.
Press edit stations.
Backup station list.
Backup press stations.
Up to restore station list.
Restore press stations. Those three sort of go together.
Manual scan. Use up or down keys. Auto tune. Enter frequency. Press setup.
Let's enter a frequency, and we're going to press the setup button, which is the top button of the first diamond-shaped group of four buttons. Well, we had a brief interruption, so let me begin again. I press setup.
Set first digit 1.
Now, you know that the first digit of any FM station frequency has to be 8, 9, or 1. So the radio asked me to set first digit 1. I could do
8.
8.
9.
9. 1. I want to go to 102.1, so my first digit is going to be 1. I press setup again.
Set second digit 0.
0. If it's 1, the next one has to be 0.
0.
See, I could have 89, 88, I could have 90, 91, 92, but in 100, the second one has to be 0, so I press setup.
Set third digit 0.
0. Well, I want 102.
1. 2.
So now I'm going to press the setup again.
Set 4, digit 0, 1.
102.1. That is the station I want. So I'm going to press setup.
102.1 megahertz. Press setup to store frequency. Press delete to reject frequency. Press again within 2 seconds to store frequency. Frequency 102.1 megahertz stored.
You may remember that we had three frequencies stored on FM, 89.3, 100.7, and 92.9, and then it went back to 89.3. Well, watch what happens now. I'm on 89.3, which is my NPR station.
100.7 megahertz.
I'm on 100.7, which is another NPR station.
92.9 megahertz.
I'm on 92.9 megahertz. You heard that one before. That's mostly sports station. And now...
102.1 megahertz.
102.1 megahertz is a country station. And if I press the up arrow again, which is in the second group of diamonds, the up and down buttons are like the 2 and the 8 on the phone.
89.3 megahertz.
89.3 megahertz. Back to my NPR station. I told you that I have two NPR stations. Let's say I'm not very good with frequencies, and I have a hard time telling them apart. Well, I can record a memo like this. Remember when we were going through the tune mode, we came to something called edit stations? Well, we're going to do that now.
9.
Press again to enter tune mode. Manual scan. Auto tune. Enter frequency. Edit stations. Press delete to remove station. Press memo to voice tag. 8.9.3 megahertz.
I want to put a memo on this station, so I have to press the memo button twice.
Hold to record voice tag.
WLRH.
WLRH. My favorite, Garden
FM.
Press the band switch again to get out of that. I'm going to voice label.
WLRH.
Okay. I'm going to voice label my other NPR station.
100.7 megahertz.
Once again, I have to go into tuning mode until I found edit station.
Press again to enter manual scan. Auto tune. Enter frequency. Edit stations.
All right.
Delete to remove station.
It says press delete to remove the station. I'm going to press memo like this.
Hold to record voice tag.
WQPR.
WQPR.
Now watch what happens when I use my memory, my up and down. Oh, hush there. Yes, sometimes this fellow is a bit chatty, is he not? Yes, he is. I'm going to press the down arrow on the second group of diamonds, the one that would look like the 8 on the telephone. Remember, each of what I call a diamond, it's as if you had the 4, the 6, the 2, and the 8 on a telephone keypad. I'm going to press the down arrow.
WLRH.
8.9.3 megahertz.
Now I'm going to press the up arrow.
WQPR.
100.7 megahertz.
Now I'm going to press the up arrow again.
92.9 megahertz.
Let's say I'm so good at sports, I remember 92.9. I don't need that one labeled.
102.1 megahertz.
Now that's my country station. Let's say I don't like country. I'm not casting aspersions on country. I'm just demonstrating the radio. I'm going to press the delete button. The first group of what I call diamonds that you saw, the one on the left is delete.
Press again to delete station. Station deleted. 89.3 megahertz.
Free as that feather deep.
Now I'm back to 89.3.
FM. 89.3 megahertz.
WLRH.
Now supposing I don't want that pesky label. You can't delete the label without deleting the station, but I could delete the station. I've already shown you how to delete one station. I could delete any station and then re-enter it without labeling it. Supposing you just want the radio to scan and find all the stations it can. Now, this can be a little problematic because sometimes the radio stops on images and little bugs and stations you don't want. The radio can store 20 stations on FM, 20 on medium wave or AM, 20 on long wave, which by the way is used for broadcasting only in Europe, and 20 on short wave. Let's press the tune button until we get auto scan and follow the instructions and let the radio search through and see what stations it can find.
Press again to enter tune mode. Press again to enter tune mode. Manual scan. Auto tune.
That's the one I want.
Keys to scan. Searching. 8.1. 8.5. 8.9. 8.9.3. 8.9.7. 90.1. 90.4. 90.9. 91.7, 92.5, 93.3, 94.1, 95.1, 96.0, 96.3, 96.9, 97.5, 99.1, 99.5, 99.9. Auto tune complete. 20 stations stored. 8.1 megahertz.
I have no idea.
Jackie, I've no.
8.5 megahertz.
Okay, it stored a whole lot of stations. And most of those are stations that I don't want. Some of those stations don't even exist. They're little spurs and other things. There isn't a way to delete all of the stations at once. But I can very quickly press delete.
Press again to delete station. Station deleted. 8.5 megahertz.
Okay. I've got the volume turned down so you don't hear the radio playing. I don't have to wait. I can press it quickly like this.
Press station deleted. 8.9 megahertz.
So I'm going to delete all the stations except the ones that I had in there to begin with.
Press station deleted. 8.9.3 megahertz.
Remember, I had that one. I want to keep that one. So I'm going to press the up arrow.
8.9.7 megahertz.
Don't want that one.
Press station deleted. 90.1 megahertz. Press station deleted. 90.4 megahertz. Press station deleted. 90.9 megahertz.
Those astute listeners will realize that 90.4 isn't a real FM station because the FM stations always end in point and an odd number. That was just a little image frequency or something that the radio found.
Press station deleted. 91.7 megahertz. Press station deleted. 92.5 megahertz. Press station deleted. 93.3 megahertz.
You may notice again, my station that I had set in here on 92.9 isn't there. The reason is that's such a weak little translator, and the scan didn't find it.
Press station deleted. 94.1. Press station deleted. 95. Press station deleted. 96. Press station deleted. 96. Press station deleted. 96. Press station deleted. 97. Press station deleted. 99. Press station deleted. 99. Press station deleted. 8.9.3 megahertz.
There's my 89.3. It's the only one left.
99.9 megahertz.
I thought I got rid of that one.
Press station deleted. 8.9.3 megahertz.
There we go.
8.9.3 megahertz.
Ah, my label is gone. Why? Because I had 89.3 in there and I labeled it, but when I went to scan, it erased it and put it back in without my label. That's okay. I don't want my label anyway, but I want my other two stations back. It never got to 100.7 because it filled up the 20 memories before it got there. And it didn't put in my 92.9 because it's a weak signal. So let's go to select frequency. We're going to press the tune button.
Press again to enter manual scan. Auto tune. Enter frequency.
Enter frequency. I'm going to press the setup button.
Set first digit 1.
Set first digit. Remember, it was a 9.
1, 9.
There's my 9. I went down instead of up.
Set second digit, 0.
Remember, it was a 2.
1, 2.
Now, third digit.
Set third digit, 0, 9.
I went down. I could have gone up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
92.9. I'm going to press setup again.
92.9 megahertz. Press setup to store frequency. Press delete to reject frequency. Press again within 2 seconds to store frequency. 92.9 megahertz. Store.
4 to 52. And this radio is smart enough to know that if my FM station starts with 9, it only has 3 digits, 92.9. If it starts with 1, it's going to have 4 digits, 100.7. In fact, let's put 100.7 back in by doing the same thing.
Press again to manual scan. Auto. Enter frequency. Press setup to enter frequency. Set first digit 1.
We like that, so.
Set second digit 0. Set third digit 0.
That's fine.
Set fourth digit 0.
Oh, I want 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 100.7 megahertz. Press setup to store frequency. Press again within 2 seconds to store frequency. Frequency 100.7 megahertz. Store.
I hope you're getting a mental picture of the kind of person for whom this would be an ideal radio. Certainly not the DXer or the person who is very familiar with the radio dial and likes to tune around and find stations. I see this for a person, perhaps an elderly person who is not very good with frequencies, maybe a newly blinded person. Maybe a person like you or me, though, who just doesn't want to be bothered. You set up your favorite stations and you bounce from one to another, and you just don't have to mess with tuning and anything like that. This wouldn't be an ideal radio for somebody who likes to band scan and DX and find out what's on. Now we're going to look at the many things you can do with a clock.
7:15 p.m. Saturday.
Oh, yes, it'll give us the time, but it'll do many more things. So we're going to press the setup button, but the radio is now turned off.
Press again to enter setup. Alarm off.
The alarm, of course, could be on.
Snooze off.
Snooze off.
Set alarm hours, 12 a.m. Set alarm minutes, 0.
That's obvious. Set alarm hours and minutes.
Set alarm volume, 4.
Set alarm volume. The volume of the alarm and the volume of the speech that you're hearing has nothing to do with the volume of the radio. And those beeps that you're hearing are telling me that I'm still in setup mode and I need to do something.
Set alarm sound.
All right, you want to hear all the alarm sounds, don't you? Okay.
Memo. No memo.
Okay, I can record a memo and let that be my alarm sound. Maybe we'll do that.
Radio station.
I can set up a radio station such as 89.3 and have the dulcet tones of Morning Edition come on instead of one of those beeps to wake me up. Oh, there's the beep. Let's move on before it drives us crazy, shall we?
Time style, 12 hour.
Time style, 12 hour. The other one, of course, is 24 hours. So instead of 7:20, it would be 19. Instead of 7:20 p.m., it would be 19 hours, 20 minutes.
Set program start day, Monday.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now this reminds us a little bit of a VCR. I want the clock to come on what day? Monday? Is that when I want it to come on? Let's go through all the possibilities using our up arrow on the second group of diamonds, the same arrow that we used to go through all of our stations. It said program start day, Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every Monday.
Did you see that? Now it said every Monday. Before it just said Monday.
Every Tuesday, every Saturday, every Sunday, daily.
Daily.
Monday.
Now we're back to Monday. So you see, I could have my program start every Monday or every day or just this coming Monday, whenever I wanted. Let's go on.
Set program start hours, 12 a.m. Set program start minutes, 0.
Okay, start hour in minute, that's obvious.
Set program stop hours, 12 a.m.
Stop hours and minutes, that's obvious.
Set program stop minutes, set program band, FM.
What band do I want the program to come on if I've chosen radio back when I, instead of being awakened with an alarm?
Set program station. 89.3 megahertz.
Well, of course, I'm already on 89.3, but I could set a different program station as long as I had it stored.
Program set for Monday, 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. FM. 89.3 megahertz. Press setup to store. Press delete to cancel.
Okay.
Setting canceled.
I don't think that setting would even work because the turn on time and the turn off time are the same. Oops, I'm still in setup, so I'm going to press off.
Turning off.
It beeps to tell me that I'm still in setup mode. I could be awakened by a memo. I'm going to record a memo like this.
No hold to record message.
All right, Tim. If you get up now, you can have some of Ed Potter's coffee.
Message.
All right, Tim. If you get up now, you can have some of Ed Potter's coffee. If you had a tape recorder with a start-stop function in the right cable or a tape recorder with automatic turn-on when it receives audio, you could set up to record programs without even using this radio. You could hook it to another radio. The price of this radio from Blind Mice Mart is $250. This may not be a radio for everybody, but if its rather unique features appeal to you, it may be a radio which can simplify and or automate your radio listening. This radio is sold by Blind Mice Mart. The proprietor is Dale Campbell. Their website is Blind Mice Mart, all together, blindmicemart.com. www.wqpr.com. And their phone number is 713-893-7277. And this is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. My phone number is 256-650-5212.
Well, Jeff, the answer to your question is this went over as a success. The listener rating stayed the same, if not went up by some during the show. So there's your answer.
Well, I was really worried about that, you know, and when I told you that earlier before we went on the air, I was worried about that because I didn't know if people would enjoy it. I know I did see a message on David Goldfield's list that they did have a limited supply of talking portable radios. I don't know if it was that same model, but it seems like that they had them. Cobalt is a pretty successful company over there. They also make, and I wish we could get it here, they make a very, very nice talking microwave oven. That I do know. Friend of mine.
You couldn't sell me on that radio. I like the fact that it did a lot of things. But if you want to seriously listen to a radio, that's not the ticket. But
I also think the price is. I thought the price was a bit high. But I'm now. We're looking at what happened back in 2009.
Oh, God knows what it would be now. I'd like to go to the Blind My Smart website and see if I could find if they even sell that radio now.
Go ahead. Did you want to say something, Sean?
I think Dale Campbell is still in business now, I think.
Well, I know he's in business, but is the radio still being sold?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know about the radio, but I know he mentioned Ed Potter. Ed Potter had the playback marketing and stuff. He would only sell radios that Tim gave a good review to. I remember, or he would only buy and sell radios that Tim gave a good review to. So
but Tim was honest about that radio. He said it's not good for DX, or it's not good for. He said exactly what it was good for. I mean, you knew it. But if Jeff liked his local stations, he could get it.
Correct.
I remembered him being thorough, very thorough, but I forgot until I heard that how thorough he was with his descriptions. I knew because I heard a lot of them, and I was just like, yeah, he was. He was more thorough than I even remember.
Well, as I said, he did a very good job. And for those who buy the Sea Crane radios, he worked very closely with the owner of the Sea Crane company to work to make those radios accessible and also to make the manuals for those radios, I think, on tape or in Braille. I don't know because I don't have any Sea Crane radios.
Oh. They were both. Yeah, you get them both, tape or Braille.
And by the way, I think if I'm not let's see, what was I going to say about his... But I know he worked... You know, he did the Sea Crane, but I think we might, back in the archives, we might have some Sea Crane reviews that he did of a radio. Matter of fact, I think we did.
I see we have a question from Walt, so I'm going to ask you to unmute when I just got that from you, Walt. So, go ahead, Walt.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, It seemed to be a lot of work, especially just presetting. Having to do all then having to go back to.
Well, the Samsung's setting. Come, not Samsung, but Sanjian's come a long way in doing that. You can get that, what is it, PR-RD or 17. Which is very good. Jenny's got one of those. I gave it to her. It's a very good radio. I mean, you just find your station and punch in 93.5, whatever you want to hear. But you can't directly tune it in like that one. So,
I mean, my HDs aren't even that bad.
Yeah. That's true.
Right. Thank you, Walt.
Here's my ultimate. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, here's my ultimate radio, Jeff. It's a AM, FM, kind of like that, a little bit talking, but a strong DX radio and an internet radio. and a radio that would get Sirius XM all in one. I don't want much, but
I want a hot female voice with my talking radio. So. Oh.
Well, at least you're thinking.
That's yeah. true. Edwin, what would you like to say? You're a 707. I believe that's Edward. I guess it is.
Edwin, yeah.
Edwin.
Yeah. Hi. I used to have that radio, and I didn't have very good luck with it on either AM or FM. Shortwave, I didn't think was very good. And I have the Sanchian PR-D17, and I like that radio, except it talks too much.
It does talk, and you can't turn the speech off either, or modify it.
No, you can't. I thought, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good...
That's one thing I don't like on it.
But its FM and AM are much better than that Cobalt radio. Do they still sell that, Edwin?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
know? I wouldn't buy it, but do they still sell it?
So.
Oh, surely to goodness.
I don't think so. No, I used to have the talking microwave also. I hated it.
Why didn't you like
what
it?
Happened,
because I know people in England who love that thing, so just curious.
Because they don't know any better.
Maybe you're right. Maybe.
Well, first of all, Cobalt makes the circuitry for it, and they have it all in the door. So you have to... one thing that happens is if that circuitry ever goes out, you may as well throw the microwave away. And what happened with me is we had two power surges, and that blew up my microwave.
We understand that one in Florida. Yeah, yeah, we understand that one from Florida. Understand that quite well. So it can happen, and I don't know, Edwin. I don't think I would buy a radio like that today.
But. No, probably not. But I know that there are other talking micro. Thank you very much, Edwin. Thank you. But I know there are talking radios, talking microwave.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, Jeff. I don't like the way they raise up the prices on these. You know,
oh, I agree.
That talking microwave is $400.
Wow.
I mean, you know, come on, don't. Put a doll on us today. But
I get it.
So you get it? Okay.
I don't buy a lot of technology like that, but like it's always a challenge. I mean, I really believe with radios, anything you buy today, if you can't see it, is always a challenge anyway. So when I came to this apartment, it had a built-in microwave oven above the stove. It was a space-saver microwave oven, and I was able to get it brailled so I can use it. But again, that's all touchscreen. So of course, it was a challenge. But my sister and my friend helped me do that, and it worked fine.
Well, that's a good thing. I noticed that today when I was getting the washer and dryer, but some of it was already pre-marked, which means it's already built into it. I don't have to worry about the stuff coming off, you know. And that was hard to find. When you mentioned that in the store, and they go, "What?" You know, but hey,
yep.
It's what it is. But they didn't zoom up the price because of that.
No.
So it's a good thing. So, Jeff, are we ready for your segment?
We're ready. This is the 50th year of this guy. His actual last show was on the 29th of April, but I recorded this past Friday, and it's Giovanni. And it's a really kind of hokey morning show. It's a very pleasant, non-offensive morning show. But he's been with the radio station, God love him, for 50 years. And that's, again, like Bernie, he's been with the radio station for, well, not, I don't know, but Bernie's been with WYXB since its inception. However, this guy has been with WPRO since it started, from his days when it dropped the easy listening format.
That's true. Well, we're going to hear it now, and I guess that'll be all for us. I'm kind of threw me off when, you know, we didn't have that other feature tonight. So, but that's okay. We can roll with the flow, right, Jeff?
I would say so.
And I say, Jeff, that we're going to get rid of these scripts right after the show. I've waited.
And if you need help testing or just give me a call. We'll
all right, but it'll be okay, I think. But this is not working too well when I can't do anything. No. All right. Well, everyone, have a great, great week. And I hope you enjoyed Tim.
This week in my featured station segment, we're traveling to Providence, Rhode Island, and we're going to recognize an individual who's been with the same radio station for 50 years. He started his radio career as an intern on April 29th, 1974, when the station went to a top 40 format, and he continued working for the radio station in a number of different positions for the past 50 years. For the past 25 years, he's worked for the radio station doing mornings. His name is Giovanni, and he's decided to hang up his headphones after 50 years. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy Giovanni on radio station WPRO-FM from Providence, Rhode Island, on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
Hozier, 92 Pro FM 716. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking with Mike Montecalvo from 12 News. You may or may not have seen or heard about this street stories he's done on this aging, lumpy morning show host who's finally stepping down from his job after 500 years of being at one station. No one else wanted him. And his name is Giovanni.
Oh, so, oh, I thought you were talking about like Paul or Al.
No, never. Never. So we'll talk to him about that tomorrow. Actually, I'm kidding around, but it was a really great experience to be with Mike and his incredibly talented photographer, Johnny V. We'll just call him Johnny V for now.
Yeah, and we see you at a beach. That's what's intriguing me the most.
There's nothing intriguing about it. I literally sat on a bench and stared out into the ocean.
Come on!
That's all I did.
Don't give away their secrets.
What did you think, I was going playing with dolphins or something?
You were
going
to do a penguin plunge.
We don't have any dolphins at Barrington Beach.
Not that you know of.
All right, we have a mystery guest.
Yes, Gio.
Okay, so let's get to the mystery guest.
The mystery guest is on the line. We have been doing this
I need to primp?
You might want to.
Okay.
We've been doing this for a couple of weeks now, surprising Gio with all kinds of well-wishers. These people have wanted to call into the station to give Gio some parting thoughts as he heads out of Pro FM and into the adventure of retirement. So we have our mystery guest lined up, and I'll just go to the phone. We'll ask some questions. We'll see who it is. Mystery guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Gio, it's a lady. Why don't you go ahead and ask her some questions about herself and see if we can figure out who this mystery guest is.
Hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
Are you a musician?
No.
Okay.
Mystery guest, have we met?
No.
Oh.
Oh, oh. Somebody new.
How disappointing.
Oh, you won't be disappointed.
Mystery guest, do I know you from television?
Maybe.
I like the maybe.
Mystery guest, do I know you from a movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Look at Gio. He perked right up.
So are you Robert De Niro? I'm only kidding.
No, I'm not.
Are you the star of the movie you're most known for?
I'm not the main star. No, I'm not the main actress of the
movie. I'm not getting the voice. She's not. This is not a disguised voice either.
I don't know.
No, no.
Wow. I'm fascinated by this. Mystery guest, is your most well-known movie a comedy?
Yes.
Okay. Getting warmer here.
Processing. let's see, mystery guest.
It's a punch card, by the way, that's processing up there.
Mystery guest, was this movie released in the past 10 years?
No.
Okay, so it's an older movie.
Huh.
Yes.
Mystery guest, is your character from Rhode Island?
Yes.
And you still don't know, right? You have no guesses.
Mystery guest, did you once work with Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Movie came out 10 years ago or more.
No, more than 10 years ago.
Worked with Sandra Bullock.
More than 10, yeah.
Yeah, comedy. Character from Rhode Island.
Scene stealer.
Yeah.
Scene stealer.
That's a bonus clue right there.
I am drawing a big blank right now. I know I'm going to kick myself.
The character's from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Where we're from.
Is that where we're from? Thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot. Is this Miss Rhode Island Cheryl Fraser, a.k.a. actress Heather Burns?
Yes, it is.
Yes, she got it.
Happy April 25th.
I hope you have a perfect day.
That's right. We wanted April to call in today, April 25th, to celebrate the perfect date.
Oh, my God. I can't believe. How did you get her? That's amazing.
We have listeners that are very, very good to us.
This is amazing.
Great
every year. So Becca has worked at this station for many, many years, and she worked at a different station next door. And every year she always posts the meme, right? I know you do that.
I'm a big meme holiday person.
And I always play the clip. It's always the same thing every time.
Yeah, it's you and Shatner, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, who I met once. I met William Shatner.
So did she.
The circle's complete.
Yes, it did.
This is amazing. Wow.
So do you have, like, every April 25th, do you have, like, a perfect date tour that you have to embark on, or what?
Kind of, yeah. It's fun, though. It's fun. It's kind of like a second birthday. I get free coffee. You know, people are really nice to me. But yeah, it's so cool that the meme is, it just continues to make people laugh. It's a fun thing.
And you're from Chicago, so it's not like you're from New England. What did you know about Rhode Island before you were cast as Miss Rhode Island?
Well, I've lived here. I live in New York City, so I've been up and back to Boston. You know, my boyfriend forever, and then now my husband lives in Boston for a while. So I've been back and forth forever, and I've been to Rhode Island a few times. It's beautiful. My ancestors came there, if you could believe it.
Did anybody spot you when you were here and recognize you?
No, because I don't think I've been there since.
Okay.
I think I was there in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your boyfriend and now husband. Well, I didn't know this before. You're married to?
To a Jay Naidu.
Who played?
Who is known as Samir from Office Space.
She's married to Samir from Office Space.
Oh, my God.
It's iconic. An iconic couple. That's
that
a power
funny?
Couple right there.
Oh, my God.
That is a millennial dream couple.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is so cool.
Oh, well, I'm glad you mm-hmm. guys like the meme, and I want to say have a happy retirement as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
we,
you.
We
thank
hope
you.
We can make this the perfect date for you, Gio.
I'm hoping. I'm crossing my fingers.
That's so true, though.
I hope it is, too.
I do appreciate your time, and my son lives in Brooklyn, so when I head down to Brooklyn, I'll DM you and see if we can get together. I'm only kidding. I won't bother. You'll never hear from me ever again.
Yes. And you'll end up in her other folder.
I was going to say, Samir is going to take your number.
And have the police follow me. I'm only kidding. But thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Heather.
We don't have to play the clip. We have her.
We have her. Yeah, it's fine.
How many times do you ask, by the way, before we let you go, how many times do you asked to repeat that line? And do you do it, or do you just say, please leave me alone?
I do it.
Do you?
I do it. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. I'm happy.
There it is.
Nailed it.
All right. We'll let you go. I really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Oh, my pleasure.
Enjoy
Have
the perfect,
perfect
date.
Day. You too. Bye.
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 Grab your loofah. It's time for Jay's Shower Thoughts.
The first Europeans to experience a hurricane must have been confused as hell.
Shower thoughts.
Zeus must have been spitting some serious game to get women to sleep with him while he was a bull and a swan.
Shower thoughts.
Jigsaw from the Saw movies would have been smart to buy his tape recorders in bulk.
You've been listening to Jay's Shower Thoughts.
Well, there you go. A guy who was considered a legend in Rhode Island radio. Giovanni is heard on radio station WPRO-FM, winding down a 50-year career at the radio station. Well, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, want to let me know about it by email or voicemail. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.